This is not another Bermuda Triangle video. You've heard the stories. Planes vanish. Ships go missing. Instruments fail. Blah, blah, blah. But what if that's not the real mystery? What if this was never about missing people at all, but about why we've been told to look here in the first place? Because there's something hiding beneath the surface. And for decades, someone has been working hard to make sure we never find it. The question isn't just what happens inside the Bermuda Triangle. It's who doesn't want us to know. They say the Bermuda Triangle is one of the greatest mysteries of our time. A place where planes vanish, ships disappear, and time itself bends in ways we don't understand. That's the story you've heard. But what if I told you that's not the real mystery? Because every legend has two stories, the one you're told to believe, and the one they don't want you looking at. The truth is, we were never meant to solve the Bermuda Triangle. We were meant to be distracted by it. Because while we're chasing ghost ships and rogue waves, something else was happening beneath the surface. Something the US Navy doesn't want to talk about. There are whispers of anomalous structures on the seafloor, structures that shouldn't exist. And there are pilots who claim they've seen something, something moving deep below the waves. The question isn't just what's happening inside the Bermuda Triangle. It's why does the US military have a secret facility inside the Bermuda Triangle? And why, after decades of disappearances, is there still no real answer? Because maybe we were never supposed to find one. Real quick, before we go any further, this channel doesn't run on ad dollars or brand deals. It runs on you. If you want to help keep the lights on and the rabbit holes open, please hit subscribe. It's free, and yeah, it makes a huge difference for the channel. All right, let's keep going. Before we dive headfirst into the mysteries of the Bermuda Triangle, let's take a step back. Because here's something most people never think about. The legend of the Bermuda Triangle wasn't always a legend. It had to be created, fed to the public, shaped, and manipulated over time. The phrase Bermuda Triangle wasn't even a thing until 1964, when a writer named Vincent Gaddis used it in a magazine article. He described the region as an eerie ship-swallowing void where planes and boats vanished without a trace. That article? It spread like wildfire. 2 years later, Gaddis expanded it into a full book, Invisible Horizons, True Mysteries of the Sea. And just like that, the legend was born. Before the 1960s, no one referred to this area as anything special. Yes, ships had vanished. Planes had gone missing. But so had plenty of others across the world's oceans. The triangle, as we think of it today, didn't exist. And yet, once the public latched onto the idea, it spread fast. Books, TV specials, even major news outlets pushed the idea of a cursed region, an unsolved enigma. But was this just a sensationalized myth to sell books and headlines? Or was something real being hidden beneath the noise? Because here's where things get suspicious. The more attention the Bermuda Triangle got, the more official sources scrambled to dismiss it. The Coast Guard, the US Navy, aviation authorities, they all came out one by one and said the same thing. Nothing weird happens here. There is no mystery. Everything can be explained. Which, sure, in some cases, might be true. But if the triangle is just a boring patch of ocean like any other, then why did the government keep looking into it? Why did classified military projects continue to study this region? Why did sonar mapping reveal anomalous underwater structures that no one wanted to talk about? And why, despite the constant skepticism, do disappearances in this region still happen? when the official story goes out of its way to dismiss something, that's when you should start paying attention. Because here's what we do know. The disappearances, they're real. Ships, planes, entire crews are gone. Some are explained, some aren't. And in more than a few cases, the wreckage was never found. The currents don't explain everything. The storms don't explain everything. And human error definitely doesn't explain why some of these aircraft sent distress calls only to never be seen again. But here's the thing. The mystery of this place goes back much, much further. In fact, some of the very first people to explore these waters claimed something was already watching them. Long before missing Navy pilots, before vanishing ships, before mainstream theories, the first person to put the Bermuda Triangle's weirdness on record was Christopher Columbus in 1492. His logbook entries describe strange, glowing lights hovering above the ocean. He reported erratic compass readings at a time when no one understood that compasses could even malfunction. And according to crew accounts, there were moments when the sea itself seemed to move in unnatural ways. Columbus and his men didn't have a modern vocabulary for what they saw. They couldn't call it a UFO activity or electromagnetic anomalies. But they knew something was wrong, and they weren't alone. The Bermuda Triangle isn't just about ships and planes vanishing. Sometimes they're found again, but without a single soul on board. Take, for instance, the Mary Celeste in 1872. She was found drifting with supplies intact, personal belongings undisturbed, and half-eaten food still on the table, but no crew. Then we have the Ellen Austin in 1881. Crew members discovered an abandoned ship, but when they tried to sail it back, they vanished. The second secure crew also vanished. Finally, the Carol A. Deering in 1921. The ship was found wrecked on a sandbar near the triangle. Every crew member gone, logbooks missing, food left as if people had been there moments ago. These aren't folk tales, these are documented cases. And this raises a disturbing question. If the triangle isn't just destroying things, is it taking people? By the 20th century, disappearances in the triangle weren't just legend anymore. They were military-grade problems. In 1945, Flight 19, a group of five U.S. Navy bombers vanished without a trace during a routine training mission. The pilots' last transmissions? They reported malfunctioning compasses, disorientation, and an eerie sense that something was following them. When the Navy sent a search and rescue plane, that plane also vanished. The official military explanation? They got lost. But the real problem is that their radio transmissions don't sound like men who got lost. One pilot's last recorded words?
"We are entering whitewater. Nothing seems right. We don't know where we are. The water is not normal."
And they were never heard from again. The Bermuda Triangle isn't alone. There are other places on Earth where ships vanish, compasses fail, and reality itself seems to break down. There's the Devil's Sea near Japan, where entire fishing vessels vanish without a trace. The Alaskan Triangle, where thousands of people have disappeared under bizarre circumstances. The South Atlantic Anomaly, a region where satellites and space instruments mysteriously fail. Every one of these places has a magnetic disturbance. Every one of these places has recorded bizarre disappearances. And here's the question no one is asking. If these places all share similar anomalies, are they connected? And if they are, what the hell are we actually dealing with? Let's strip away the sensationalism for a second. Forget the folklore. Forget the urban legends. Forget the spooky TV specials. Let's talk about government records, because while they've spent decades telling us the Bermuda Triangle is just a myth, Their own declassified documents say otherwise. The U.S. military has known about this for decades. One of the most compelling receipts comes straight from the Black Vault, a treasure trove of declassified government files obtained via the Freedom of Information Act. In 1952, the U.S. government conducted a classified study on oceanic anomalies in the Bermuda Triangle. In 1969, the Coast Guard was ordered to monitor unexplained marine disturbances in the region. In 1978, a Department of Defense report acknowledged the triangle's unusual electromagnetic fluctuations and their effects on navigation. The same agencies that publicly claimed the triangle was nothing special were actively studying it behind the scenes. And that's just the surface. One of the most damning pieces of evidence comes from a now declassified report written by the U.S. Navy in the 1970s. The document openly admits that aircraft disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle were statistically significant. The Navy cited unidentified maritime phenomena as one possible explanation. It even referenced reports of strange lights and objects appearing both above and below the ocean surface. They weren't talking about hurricanes. They weren't talking about rogue waves. They were talking about something else. Something they never expected the public to read. Well, this is where things go from strange to outright chilling. The U.S. military has conducted classified technology tests inside the triangle for decades. There are multiple confirmed instances of nuclear submarines going missing or reporting anomalous readings inside the region. And here's the real gut punch. In 2009, the U.S. military commissioned a study on gravity anomalies inside the Bermuda Triangle. The Pentagon classified most of the results. A government that doesn't think the triangle is unusual doesn't spend money researching gravity anomalies inside it. So that raises the question, what did they find? If there's nothing to hide, then why the secrecy? To wrap up this section, let's lay this all out. The government denies there's anything strange about the Bermuda Triangle, but they've spent decades studying it behind closed doors. They've classified reports, commissioned research, and built military installations in the region. So which is it? Is it nothing more than a myth, a misunderstanding, a pop culture fabrication? And if it is, why have they been quietly investigating it for over 70 years? Why are records still classified? Why do some military files from the 1960s hint at something deeper, then suddenly cut off, with entire sections redacted? And most importantly, if we did have the full story, would we even believe it? Now, skeptics will say there's an explanation for everything, that these disappearances are just storms, pilot error, or misinterpretations. But if that's the case, why does the evidence still defy logic? And why do so many of the scientific explanations feel like distractions, designed to keep us from asking the right questions? Because that's exactly what we're about to expose. At this point, we've covered the disappearances, anomalies, and the official explanations. But now we're stripping away the noise. Because somewhere beneath the sensationalism and the skepticism, there's something very real here. The Bermuda Triangle isn't just a legend, it's a phenomenon. And when you connect the dots, you start to see something chilling. Each disappearance, each anomaly, each moment where reality seems to break down follows a pattern. So let's dive into the leading theories, starting with one of the most terrifying possibilities of all. Number one, a magnetic vortex. One of the more grounded theories is that the Bermuda Triangle isn't supernatural. It's a massive electromagnetic anomaly. And the evidence? It's compelling. First, the compass malfunctions. Pilots and sailors have reported sudden, unexplained compass failures for decades. Second, the time distortions. Pilots have claimed to lose hours of time or arrive at destinations impossibly fast. Third, the magnetic field disturbances. The Earth's geomagnetic field is strongest around the poles, but in some areas, like the Bermuda Triangle, it behaves erratically. Some researchers believe the triangle is sitting on a natural energy vortex, a place where the Earth's magnetic field bends or distorts in unpredictable ways. But here's where it gets disturbing. If this was just a random magnetic disturbance, why does it affect some vessels and not others? Why have certain military aircraft vanished in mid-transmission, while others fly through the triangle without issue? And most importantly, why is the US government so interested in this region? Because here's the thing. For decades, there have been whispers that something is deliberately tampering with this region's electromagnetic field. Could this be the site of an undisclosed military experiment? And this is where Bruce Gernon's case changes everything. Bruce Gernon was an experienced pilot. He wasn't some amateur getting spooked by bad weather. On December 4th, 1970, Gernon and two passengers were flying from Andros Island to Florida. Mid-flight, they encountered something impossible. Gernon described the massive, swirling electronic fog that suddenly enveloped his aircraft. His compass spun wildly. His radio failed. The horizon disappeared. For what felt like minutes, they were flying through nothingness. And then, when Gernon emerged, he was 100 miles ahead of schedule. The flight should have taken over 75 minutes, but it took 47. Even air traffic controllers couldn't explain it. Did Gernon fly through a naturally occurring rift in space-time? And if this electronic fog exists, is it naturally occurring or something being tested? Maybe the triangle isn't just an anomaly. Maybe it's a test site. And if so, what are they testing? The second theory, the underwater alien base. Now let's take it even further and bear with me here. Because if the Bermuda Triangle isn't just a natural phenomenon, what if it's occupied? The U.S. Navy has conducted classified underwater operations in the triangle for decades. Sonar mapping has revealed unexplained structures deep beneath the surface. And there have been hundreds of sightings of unidentified submerged objects, USOs, craft moving underwater at impossible speeds. Here's where things get disturbing. In 1967, the yacht Witchcraft called for help. The captain said everything was fine, but they needed a tow. The Coast Guard arrived within 19 minutes, but the boat was gone. No wreckage, no debris, nothing. What kind of natural event can erase a vessel that fast? Now let's talk about the Navy's secret base, ALTEC, the Atlantic Undersea Test and Evaluation Center, AUTEC. It is a U.S. Navy research base located directly inside the Bermuda Triangle. Officially, it's for testing submarines and sonar. But some believe it's studying something else. Because here's the weirdest part. Pilots have reported strange metallic objects emerging from the ocean at impossible speeds. Sonar operators have detected unknown craft moving at thousands of miles per hour, far faster than any known submarine. And Navy whistleblowers have hinted that what's happening in the triangle isn't just a natural mystery, it's an active phenomenon. If that's true, then we're not just looking at missing ships and lost planes. We're looking at an intelligence operating beneath the surface, one that might be monitoring, interacting, or even controlling what happens here. And if the U.S. Navy knows this, why are they keeping it secret? The third theory, a hidden gateway. Now let's talk about something even stranger. What if the disappearances, the anomalies, the lost time aren't accidents? What if the Bermuda Triangle is a door? These are legitimate theories in many circles, and it's not as crazy as it sounds. Humor me for a minute. This theory suggests that the triangle is a naturally occurring rift in space-time, an interdimensional portal that occasionally opens and swallows whatever is unlucky enough to be nearby. Let's look at some alleged receipts. The Star Tiger and Star Ariel in 1948 and 1949. Two planes vanished in clear weather with no distress calls, never to be seen again. Flight 19 in 1945. Five Navy bombers lost simultaneously, sending back erratic transmissions before going silent. And then the Ellen Austin in 1881. Crew members boarded the derelict ship and then disappeared without a trace. Think about this. Pilots have reported flying into white voids where time seems to stop. Their instruments fail. Some ships are found intact, but the entire crew is missing. Others vanish entirely, as if they were never there to begin with. If this was just bad weather, why does the triangle seem to choose its victims? Because if this theory is right, the Bermuda Triangle isn't just dangerous, it's something far more terrifying. It's a place where reality itself bends, and that? Well, that changes everything. So what's the real truth? We've been told this place is just a myth. But if that were true, why is the military still watching? And more importantly, what's still down there? The Bermuda Triangle has been called a lot of things. Mystical, dangerous, cursed. But according to experts, it's none of those. No, don't worry. The ships and planes aren't vanishing into thin air. There's a perfectly rational explanation for everything. At least, that's what they want you to believe. Because here's the thing about official explanations. They sound good until you actually look at them. And when you do, you start to realize something disturbing. They don't add up. So let's break down the so-called scientific reasons behind the Bermuda Triangle and why they fail to explain the mystery. Number one, the methane gas eruption theory. One of the go-to rational explanations is methane gas eruptions. The theory? Deep beneath the ocean floor, pockets of methane gas build up over time. Eventually, they explode to the surface, creating massive bubbles. A ship unlucky enough to be above one of these eruptions, well, it will lose buoyancy and sink instantly. Sounds logical, right? Until you actually think about it. First problem, this would leave debris. A ship doesn't just disappear, it breaks apart. And yet, we're talking about wrecks that were never found. Second problem, how does this explain missing planes? A gas bubble doesn't reach 30,000 feet into the sky and make an aircraft vanish. Third problem, if methane eruptions were a common natural occurrence, we'd see ships sinking this way all over the world. So where are all the other methane-related ship disappearances? The gas bubble theory might sound smart, but it doesn't even come close to explaining what's happening in the triangle. Number two, rogue waves and freak storms. This one's a classic. Storms sink ships. Waves capsize boats. Simple, right? The ocean is unpredictable. The Bermuda Triangle is in a hurricane-prone area. A sudden storm or rogue wave could easily take down an unsuspecting vessel. And yeah, that could explain some disappearances if it weren't for a few glaring problems. Some disappearances happen in perfectly clear weather. No storms, no rogue waves, no warnings. Planes have vanished mid-transmission while calmly reporting everything was fine. No debris, no distress signals, no bodies, just gone. And even worse, some of these freak storms seem to follow specific patterns, happening in the same locations under the same conditions, over and over again. That's not weather. That's something else. And that's the problem. If this was just bad weather, Why does it always seem to target ships and planes in such an erratic, unexplainable way? Number 3, human error and disorientation. When all else fails, the skeptics love this one. The pilots got confused. The captains got lost. People panic under pressure. Basically, the triangle isn't the problem. People are just dumb. And sure, human error is real. Pilots make mistakes. Captains misread maps. It happens. But does it happen at this rate? Does it happen with highly trained military personnel who navigate the globe for a living? Getting lost in a straight flight path? And does it happen in cases where pilots explicitly report something is wrong before going completely silent? Like Flight 19, 5 U.S. Navy bombers flying in formation. Their commander, a seasoned pilot, sent this chilling transmission.
We are entering white water. Nothing seems right and we don't know where we are.
Then they were gone. Human error? That's a weak excuse when the people involved were highly trained professionals. And the real kicker? If these disappearances were just human error, why hasn't the pattern stopped? Number 4, magnetic disturbances and compass failures. Now let's talk about something partially real. The Bermuda Triangle does have unusual magnetic activity. Some areas interfere with compasses. Some cause directional anomalies. Even Columbus reported strange compass readings back in 1492. So does this explain everything? No. Because while magnetic disturbances can affect navigation, they don't make planes vanish. They don't make ships disappear with no debris. They don't explain why some vessels go missing while others in the same area are completely fine. And they definitely don't explain cases where entire crews vanish, but the ship is still there. So yes, the triangle does mess with instruments, but does it account for every mystery? No, not even close. Number 5, the Sargasso Sea Theory. This one's just dumb. Some skeptics argue that ships get trapped in thick seaweed and debris fields in the Sargasso Sea. The ships are slowed down, stranded, and left to drift aimlessly. But here's the problem. That doesn't explain missing planes. That doesn't explain why some ships are found intact, but the crew is gone. That doesn't explain why distress signals stop mid-transmission. If seaweed was the answer, then every missing vessel would have been found. It's an insult to the actual cases that defy explanation. So, what's the truth? We just went through 5 of the most common rational explanations. Do any of them fully explain the triangle? Absolutely not. Some might explain certain disappearances. Some might account for minor incidents. But none of them, not one, explains why trained pilots go missing mid-flight. None of them explains why some ships reappear without their crew. None of them explains why the triangle seems to operate like a phenomenon, not just a location. And that's exactly it. They don't need to hide the mystery. They just need to bury it under layers of bad science and convenient excuses. Because when you strip away the noise, all you're left with is the impossible. And that brings us to the real question. If all the logical explanations fail, then what the hell is actually happening in the Bermuda Triangle? We've spent decades being told that the Bermuda Triangle is a mystery, a strange place where ships and planes vanish, compasses spin wild, and time itself warps. But what if we were never meant to solve this mystery? What if the Bermuda Triangle isn't a puzzle to be cracked, but a story that was planted? A perfect distraction. Something so strange, so full of urban legends and bizarre disappearances, that it buries the real question. What's actually going on in this region? And more importantly, who benefits from keeping us distracted? First, let's deal with the obvious. If the Bermuda Triangle is just a stretch of dangerous ocean, just another maritime hazard, then why is it home to one of the most classified naval testing facilities in the world, ALTEC, a major corridor for U.S. military training operations? One of the most heavily monitored regions on the planet, with constant satellite surveillance, deep sea mapping, and black budget research projects. For a place that's supposedly nothing but a myth, there sure is a lot of classified activity happening here. And here's where it gets even more suspicious. When the public started latching onto the Bermuda Triangle in the 1950s and 60s, did the US government push back with real science? No. They did something far more effective. They leaned into the myth. They let Hollywood, tabloids, and pop culture turn the triangle into a sensationalized paranormal mystery. Because if people are chasing sea monsters, ghost ships, and alien abductions, they aren't asking about classified military projects. Whenever something disappears in the triangle, the skeptics roll out the same tired excuses. It's just bad weather. It's human error. It's methane bubbles. Which, sure, some of that is true. Some disappearances are explainable, but not all of them. And here's what makes it so suspicious. When the media talks about the Bermuda Triangle, they either over-sensationalize it, ghost ships, portals, aliens, or they dismiss it outright. Just bad luck, nothing to see here. There's no middle ground, no serious investigations, no one asking what if the real reason ships and planes vanish here is something that can't be publicly acknowledged. If the Bermuda Triangle is just a nothing burger, then why is one of the most classified US Navy facilities in the world sitting right smack in the middle of it? The Atlantic Undersea Test and Evaluation Center is the Navy's deep sea research base, often called the Underwater Area 51. It's officially used for submarine warfare testing, advanced sonar research, and deep sea simulations. But former personnel have hinted at something much stranger happening here. What kind of deep sea research requires this level of secrecy? Some say ALTEC is tracking unidentified submerged objects, craft moving underwater at speeds impossible for any known human technology. Reports of metallic, fast-moving objects under the water have been made by multiple Navy pilots and sonar operators. Some of these objects appear to accelerate instantly, defying known physics. There are rumors that ALTEC's primary job isn't submarine testing, it's tracking something that's already in the ocean. And here's the big question. If ALTEC really is monitoring something out there, would they ever admit it? That's rhetorical. So, who benefits from making the triangle a joke? Well, governments, militaries, and intelligence agencies love this information. This has been part of the official playbook for half a century. If you want to hide something, you don't erase it. You flood it with nonsense. You mix truth with conspiracy so that no one can tell the difference anymore. You turn a real anomaly into an overblown myth. You let the tabloids, UFO hunters, and sci-fi documentaries run wild. You let the skeptics dismiss the whole thing as superstition. Because if nobody takes the Bermuda Triangle seriously, then nobody asks serious questions like, why is this area so important to the US military? Why are so many disappearances still unexplained? What are the real stakes of what's happening in these waters? For decades, we've been asking the wrong question, which is, what's causing the disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle? But one of the better questions is, what's being covered up in the Bermuda Triangle? What if the triangle is a side effect of something bigger, not the mystery itself? What if the real answer isn't about vanishing planes and ghost ships, but about something deeper, older, and far more dangerous? Because if the Bermuda Triangle is just a maritime hazard, then why go to such great lengths to keep us distracted? And what happens when we stop chasing the myths and start looking at what's really there? What if the Bermuda Triangle isn't just a place where things vanished? What if it's a system, a designed, controlled, and deliberate anomaly? And what if it's been operating for longer than we've been allowed to understand? 4 years, reports of unidentified submerged objects have flooded in from military and civilian sources alike. Unlike UFOs, which defy gravity, these craft move through the ocean itself at speeds no known vehicle on Earth should be able to achieve. The U.S. Navy has recorded objects moving at speeds over 500 knots underwater. No submarine on Earth can come close to that. Sonar operators have reported massive, fast-moving structures beneath the Bermuda Triangle, only to have them vanish before they could be identified. But that's just the start. As previously mentioned, one of the most classified U.S. Navy facilities in the world sits right inside the Bermuda Triangle. The ALTEC, Atlantic Undersea Test and Evaluation Center, officially, ALTEC is just a military testing facility. Unofficially, whistleblowers have claimed ALTEC has been monitoring something much deeper than submarines. Multiple Navy personnel have hinted that something is already moving beneath the triangle. And then there's the really unsettling part. Some researchers believe ALTEC isn't just monitoring the triangle's anomalies. They think it's built there because of them. As if the U.S. military wasn't just watching something, they were interacting with it. If the Bermuda Triangle is just a random zone of strangeness, then why do identical phenomena occur in other places around the world? The Dragon's Triangle in Japan, the South Atlantic Anomaly, and Lake Baikal in Russia. Here's where it gets disturbing. What if these places aren't separate mysteries, but connected parts of the same phenomenon? What if the Bermuda Triangle isn't just a random hazard zone, but a point in an underwater network? And what if this network isn't naturally occurring, but constructed? And that leads us to the next question. If this network exists, who built it? And more importantly, what is it for? Sonar mapping of the Bermuda Triangle has revealed something unexpected. Large, structured formations sit deep beneath the ocean. Some appear to be pyramid-like structures, standing alone in the depths. Others resemble ruins, massive megalithic shapes that shouldn't exist under the sea. Could these be the remnants of an ancient civilization, one lost beneath the waves long before recorded history? Or something even older? If these structures were built by humans, then who were they, and how did they know this place was significant? If they weren't built by us, then what intelligence put them there? And if this was all just random seafloor topography, why are these formations aligned with regions of unknown electromagnetic anomalies? In other words, are these places natural, or are they something more? We've been taught to fear the Bermuda Triangle because it's deadly, because it takes things. But what if that's the wrong way to look at it? What if the Bermuda Triangle isn't swallowing things at random? What if it's a functional system, something far older and more advanced than we understand? If it was just a storm-prone region, why are the disappearances so selective? If it was just a coincidence, why are there deep sea structures beneath it? If it was just human error, why does the U.S. military treat it like something they can't fully control? Maybe the Bermuda Triangle isn't just an unsolved mystery. Maybe it's a design, something ancient, something active, and something waiting to be understood. We were never supposed to figure this out, because the real mystery of the Bermuda Triangle isn't just the disappearances, the anomalies, or the government's eerie silence. It's the fact that after decades of speculation, investigation, and outright denial, we are still exactly where we started, no closer to the truth. The definitive answers? Just a cycle of repeating theories, missing wreckage, and the same old dismissive explanations. That's not an accident. See, real unsolved mysteries follow a pattern. First, they spark curiosity. Then they inspire investigation. And eventually, they lead to discovery. That's how knowledge works. That's how science works. But this mystery, it doesn't follow that pattern. It loops. Every time we think we're close to an answer, the narrative resets. One moment, it's just bad weather and pilot error. The next, classified military research rears its head. One day, it's an ancient geological anomaly. The next, we're talking about electromagnetic time warps and underwater bases. And no matter which thread you pull, none of them lead to a conclusion. They just lead to more mystery. That's by design. If you wanted to bury something, something truly world-changing, you wouldn't just hide it. That's too obvious. That makes people look harder. No, you'd bury it under layers of conflicting stories, some true, some false, some just absurd enough to make people stop asking real questions. And if the Bermuda Triangle is anything, it's that. A perfect storm of confusion, contradiction, and misdirection. So ask yourself this. Why does the U.S. Navy need a classified testing facility inside the triangle? Why do pilots report strange electromagnetic interference in this region and only this region? Why do ancient legends, modern disappearances, and advanced technology all seem to intersect in this one stretch of ocean? And more importantly, why has no one ever been able to close this case? What if this was never about accidents? Never about bad luck? What if the Bermuda Triangle was never an accident at all? A doorway, a warning, a system. Something we weren't meant to map. Something we weren't meant to explain. Something that doesn't just take things, it takes control. And maybe that's why, after all these years, after all the research, all the speculation, all the missing planes and ships and people, we are exactly where we started. Because the truth of the Bermuda Triangle was never meant to be found. It was meant to be lost, just like everything else. Thanks for joining us today on this wild episode of Divergent Files. But before you go, let's do something different. Wherever you are right now, take a moment. Think about everything you've just heard, the stories, the theories, the evidence. And now ask yourself, do you still believe the Bermuda Triangle is just a coincidence? Just another overblown legend? Or have we been conditioned to dismiss the truth before we can ever truly see it? You know where I stand, but what about you? Drop your theories in the comments below. No answer is too out there, because let's be honest, reality is already strange enough. And if this episode cracked your brain open, make sure to hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications, because trust me, we're only getting started. But if you want to go deeper, and I mean really deeper, you need to join us on Patreon. YouTube doesn't cover any of this, any of the research, the time, or the rabbit holes we dive into. That's just you and me. So if you want access to extended episodes, behind-the-scenes investigations, and the case is too wild for the main channel, head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles. At the end of the day, this channel isn't just mine. It's ours. Your theories, your curiosity, your insane, impossible ideas. That's what keeps us going. So if there's a mystery you want cracked wide open, drop it in the comments below. I read them all. Because in a world this strange, the stories, they're even stranger. Stay curious, stay questioning, and remember, you are truly appreciated.